Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Joe DeCamera. Time now for us to give you our two matchups for the Eagles and the Falcons on Monday night. Joe, you're up. Get in. Come on, baby.
Wow, there's a lot to look at this game, obviously, Dave. But I'm going to start with the offensive line of the Eagles. You know, we've already talked about Lane Johnson. But let's go to the other side now with Jason Peters, the Pro Bowler, the possible, you know, future Hall of Famer. And, you know, you're talking about a situation with Jason Peters in this game going up against Vic Beasley Jr., very, very, very talented pass rusher from the University of Clemson. His first pro football game, of course, Dave, in the regular season, the eighth overall pick in the draft here coming out of Clemson. And a situation where, you know, you talk about Beasley, you're talking about a player in his 4 years at Clemson as the all-time sack leader in the University of Clemson's history. 33 sacks atop, and of course, you know, a dominant player in the ACC, a two-time first-team All-American. So there's just a lot. You know, he's a guy that can be disruptive, forcing fumbles, Dave. I mean, he's a heck of a player. Now, rookie.
Exactly.
Right?
He's going against an experienced player.
So how about all that stuff aside?
But
he's got to deal with Jason
Peters. But I agree with you. You know, they lost Brooks Reed on the other side. O'Brien Schofield comes in. Somehow the Falcons have to put pressure on the line of scrimmage. And that's asking a lot for a rookie. Although a first-round pick, it's asking a lot for a rookie in his first game.
It is, and it's one of the reasons why Atlanta's not considered a great team yet, because, you know, as much as they were strong a few years ago, they lost some players defensively, so they're trying to regenerate that process. And, you know, certainly he's a big part of their future. The question is, how involved will he be? How dominant will he be able to be in game one? And, you know, I think it's safe to say it's going to be more of an advantage for Jason Peters on Monday night.
So it looks good on paper for Jason Peters. Give me your matchup number two.
Well, number two, I'm going to go to the other side of the ball, and I'm going to look at Brandon Graham. And Brandon Graham is going to be up against Jake Matthews, who was a sixth overall pick in the draft just 2 years ago. You know, for Brandon Graham, hey, this is a big spot now because you're talking about replacing Trent Cole. You're a starter now. You're getting paid some solid money. You know, the defense last year for the Eagles was a defense that was second in the league in sacks, as we know, Dave. But at the same time, I still feel there could have been more pressure, particularly on third downs. It was a weird balance, Dave, because, you know, usually a team that has that many sacks you would think is more dominant on third downs. But we saw the secondary struggle in part because the team seemed to struggle at times getting to the quarterback on third down. So for Brandon Graham, an opportunity here, 5.5 sacks last year in a limited role, as we know, part-time role. Obviously, the expectation will be for him to, you know, rise that number this year with additional sacks.
Yep.
And going against, you know, Jake Matthews is, you know, from the Matthews family, and he was a big pick last year. And, you know, it's an important spot in this
game. And Brandon Graham is ready to go on that one.
Oh, he's
really
excited. Yeah.
I really think the Eagles have the feeling that they have such an advantage up front with the progress that they've made and then the problems that Atlanta's had on the offensive line. So. But you got, it's one thing to feel that way. It's another thing to go out and do it. So good stuff. My two matchups to watch. The first one is an obvious one. It's the Eagles secondary in the vertical passing game against Julio Jones. A Pro Bowl player, an all-pro wide receiver, does it all. Very difficult to stop. I don't expect Byron Maxwell to shadow Julio Jones throughout this game. I do expect the Eagles to at least bracket coverage Jones, mix up the looks, try to put some pressure on him at the line of scrimmage, and do things to help him up front. I mean, Brandon Graham's going to have to win that battle. He's going to have to get to Matt Ryan. Can't give Ryan an opportunity to drop back 7 steps and throw the ball down the field. Julio Jones will get his catches. What you want to do is limit those big plays. And remember, last year, the Eagles allowing 72 plays of 20-plus yards in the passing game, worst in the league. They went out and they rebuilt the secondary. New coaching staff, new players, new scheme, first test. Julio Jones, it's a big one.
Big one, very big one. And, of course, you know, the young players there in the secondary, and we'll see how involved Eric Rowe is and Biggers. I mean, this is, you know, this is a chess match, and it'll be the, you know, the game within the game.
I agree. So the other matchup that I have is on the other side of the ball, DeMarco Murray. I'm not looking at the big picture numbers. I'm not looking at 30 carries and 162 yards. I'm looking at DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews to a degree in the red zone. That's where the Eagles have really struggled the last couple of seasons. 23rd in the league in touchdown efficiency last year. They bring in Murray. They bring in Matthews. They expect that physical running style in the red zone to put the ball in the end zone and keep Cody Parkey on the sideline. So that is just a huge matchup for me. I think Atlanta is going to be aggressive, physical, the Seattle style of defense, crowd the line of scrimmage, try to take away the run, but I think the Eagles want to establish that ground game. And I really believe, Joe, that the Eagles are going to have no problem moving the football from 20 to 20, as they have yep. in both of Chip Kelly's first two seasons. It's inside the 20 where they've got to strike gold more often than they have in the past.
Well, we saw issues last year. I mean, you know, obviously versus Arizona and versus San Francisco. And so this is a scenario where, yeah, I mean, punching the ball in. And we saw Pittsburgh just last night, Dave. When you don't punch the ball in, you got to settle for field goals and you miss field goals and also, you know, all that sort of stuff. So it's a huge part of football. And obviously I think DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews will be a huge upgrade for the Eagles with the physicality they present inside the red zone, specifically inside the 10. And it's, listen, I'm very excited with how this thing sets up. I really am.
We shall see. Those are our key matchups. What are yours? I know you'll be thinking about it throughout the weekend. We've got a long way to go between now and Monday night. It's Eagles 360, and when we return, Alex Smith is going to break it down for us even further from a statistical standpoint. Our stats-only segment on the way.